listening to Inner City Geeks Turntable with Steve and Charlie.
What is going on, everybody? Welcome to I was about to say Suplex City Geeks. No, welcome to
Inner City Geeks Turntable. Damn it.
I know. I fucked up. Welcome to Inner City Geeks Turntable. It's all good. Yeah. Turntable. This is episode number 16.
I know me and Brian look alike. That's what happens.
I know. It happens. You know what it is? It's the fact that it's a duo show.
Yeah.
The fact that it's a duo show, my brain always goes to like, oh yeah, because that's another show that I've been doing for a little while too.
Yeah, I forgive you.
Yeah, but it's okay. I appreciate it.
Old age. Yeah.
So I'm Steve here, and then I got Charlie over there.
Not Brian, Charlie.
Yeah, not Brian today.
That should be my official name, not Brian.
Yeah, basically. That's fair. I'll take it.
Welcome to episode 16, people.
Yes. Welcome to episode 16. And in this episode, Charlie takes the reins. So what's good, dude?
I'm flipping the script a little bit. As you know, we like all types of music.
Yeah, we do.
And if you've been listening to this show from the beginning a couple of years ago, Steve flipped it from metal to Spanish, and I'm flipping it from metal rock to country.
Mm-hmm.
I actually got a country artist for you today and a country song for you today.
Nice.
But it's a different type of country.
Yeah.
When I first met Steve and, you know, when I was into music and somebody would tell me, somebody would ask me, hey, Charlie, what kind of music you listen to? Flat out answer was everything but country.
Yep.
Everything but country music. I couldn't get into it. I didn't like it. And then I think 7-8 years ago, something shifted and something changed.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it changed with the new type of country music that's out now, the Thomas Rhett, the Sam Hunts.
Mm-hmm. The country pop type stuff.
Yeah, a little bit of country pop stuff. You know, it's not the old school, you know, your father's Hank Williams. Gene Autry, even Willie Nelson type things. Even Zac Brown Band, I got into a lot. And this is an artist I got into a couple of years ago. His name is Chris Stapleton.
Good.
American-born singer-songwriter, straight out of Kentucky. And the song I'm talking about today is from his latest album, Starting Over, which came out about 2 years ago, 2020.
Mm-hmm.
As a song called Cold.
Nice.
And the reason why I picked this song, it's about something we've all been through, something we all can relate to in one way, shape, form, or another. It's about heartbreak and being in a relationship that's just not great, or that's just ending or it's dissolving, or, you know, you got into a fight with your honey and your sweetie pie, and things suck at the moment.
Yep.
And I heard this song again today. It's just, I wanted to listen to something different. I was sitting in a cafe, reading a book, and I put on this album. Fancy. The song came on. Huh?
I said, ooh, fancy, sitting in a cafe.
Yeah, so I was sitting at that Puerto Rican cafe I talked about.
I got you. I know.
If you're in the New York area, visit 787 Coffee. You'll like it.
Yeah. 787 is dope.
Yep. So I was listening to this song. And again, not your stereotypical country song. It's not not immediately what you think of when you go country.
Mm-hmm.
Chris Stapleton is a award-winning, Grammy award-winning singer-songwriter. Does do country music. His genre is country. His label is country.
Mm-hmm.
If you look up his albums on iTunes, they're labeled country. You're going to find them in the country section.
The label is Mercury Nashville.
Mercury Nashville. Yeah, country. Exactly. You know, country music. That's all it is. He sings, and it's not just on this song. He sings with such passion and soul.
Mm-hmm.
And it's very hard to find singers or even artists or bands that sing with such emotion that they're trying to invoke in lyrics in a song. The lyrics here, again, is about heartbreak. It's about being in pain. Real quick, before I get into the lyrics, before I dive in, again, Chris Stapleton, Kentucky-born singer-songwriter, moved to Nashville in 2001, just to pursue a music career. He started off with a band called Steel Divers.
Okay.
They had two records, both reaching number two on the charts before he left the band. Then in 2010, he founded another southern rock band called the Johnson Brothers. The band was made up of Stapleton on vocals, Craig McKee on guitar, JT Cure on the bass, and Barton McNamee on the drums. They toured, and at one point they did open up for the Zac Brown Band. Okay. The band did release a self-titled independent released album in 2010, but again, things didn't work out. Stapleton set off to find a career on his own, and in 2013, he did wind up signing with, as Steve mentioned, Mercury Nashville Records, releasing a number of singles, some of them with his wife, before releasing his solo debut award-winning album, Traveler, in 2005. I'm sorry, 2015, Traveler came out. In 2017, he put out two albums, which, again, brought him more notoriety, From a Room, Volumes 1 and 2, two separate albums. And then in 2020, he came out with Starting Over, which has this song I love. I think it's the third track on the album called Cold. And again, he has a lot of albums. He even came out with a song last year with Justin Timberlake on Justin Timberlake's last record.
Yes, he did. Yeah.
I know I sent that to you, and I know I sent song to you before. Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's just because, again, me and Steve listen to different types of music, and I think this
we're
is just
open. Song. We're open to listen to different types of music.
Yeah, we're open to listen. I like listening to a lot of different genres, so does Steve. Mm-hmm. I don't think Steve's too much into country. I think he appreciates some of it.
As of late, yes, I have.
You know, I think it's just something when we get older. And I was thinking about this, too, as I was preparing for the episode. I think some of these lyrics in some of these newer country songs is something we can relate to.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because it's not like we've said a bunch of times that it's not like the old school country. Like a lot of the old school country was like, oh, yeah, you know, I'm in love with my horse type shit, you know?
You know, we're going riding in our Ford pickups and cruising, and you know, I'm in love with my cousin or something like
yeah,
that.
Yeah. Like we're not going mudding anymore.
Oh my god, yes, mudding. That was the term I was looking for. So these lyrics, I'm gonna just give you the first verse real quickly. Mm-hmm. Girl, the way you broke my heart is shattered like a rock through a window. I thought we had it good, never really saw this coming. We all had this in the middle of a relationship. Things are rosy, things are great, you know. Mm-hmm.
All of a sudden, the
script flips and all shit's breaking loose. And it's like, what the fuck just happened here? Like, we're done. Like, you know, you get into an argument. It's like, what the fuck? But like, we were fine like 2 seconds ago.
Yep.
You know, we all been there. We all been through that situation, and the situation sucks. And I hate being into arguments and fights with my wife. And, you know, I mean, it's a natural thing, but it still sucks. You know, it blows. Yeah, and we've all been through breakups, our fair share of breakups here and there, and they suck, but the start of the song, he sings with such an emotion. He has a lower type register on his voice.
Mm-hmm.
But he sings with such soul and conviction. Like, you could sense and feel the pain. The song will automatically put you in that position where you feel. Okay? And it's one of the wonderful things about really good, well-written music or lyrics, that they put you immediately into that position. It immediately transports you into a memory of your past, where you've actually gone through this, and you feel it and you're reliving it, and that, and you're hurting right along with the singer songwriter who's, or the artist. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, why do you got to be so cold? Why do you have to go and go out and cut me like a knife and put our love on ice? Oh, yeah. Girl, you know you left this hole right here in the middle of my soul. Why do you got to be so cold? We all been through a relationship where for one reason or another, we're getting shut out. We're getting that proverbial cold shoulder.
Mm-hmm.
It blows, man. It's
yeah, it does. It does.
There's no other way to put it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You know?
And the funny thing is, like these lyrics, even though it is coming from a guy's point of view, it could also flip the other way as well. Like, it can be completely the other way around. It could be the girl saying to the dude, like, yo, like, why would you be so cold? Why would you?
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. It doesn't have to be a one-way street. It definitely could be flipped around. It's just, this is from his mm-hmm. point of view, obviously, but that's the beautiful thing about music. You can take it any way you want and spin it to any relationship,
mm-hmm.
you know, so to speak. It goes on. I mean, there's a lot of alliteration in this, you know. How am I supposed to live when I built my life around you? Try to put yourself in my mm-hmm. shoes. In a relationship, your world revolves around that other person. You know, and as you go along and as the relationship grows, your life revolves around this person now.
Mm-hmm.
You know? Try to put yourself in my shoes. Why are you being this way with me? You know, like,
yeah.
Why you're acting, and for lack of a better term, batshit crazy? You know, like,
yeah, yeah. You know? They don't want to hear that, of course.
Of course, well,
yeah.
Think about it. I mean, come on.
Well, I know.
You know, and it could be something very well that I did wrong, or they just, you know. Get it, that the other person is just in the mood and mm-hmm. they're taking it out on you, or it happens, it's life, but
yep.
it sucks and it cuts deeply, and heartache, heartbreak, it always leaves like this pain, this numbing pins and needles feeling in my chest, and it sucks and it hurts.
Yeah.
And all you want to do is immediately right the ship.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
you just want to bail.
It's either you want to bail or you want to fix it really fucking quick.
Right. You want to try it. But sometimes it gets to the point that you just want to bail.
Yep. But in this instance, in this song, the other person just wants to bail. They want out. They're done. Mm-hmm. You know, I can feel my love hanging on. I don't feel like it's over. I'm still on fire. But why do you got to be so cold? You know, it's like, I still have feelings for you. I still have passion for you. I want to make this work. Why do you have to be this way? Why does it have to be over? Why does it have to end? It doesn't, you know, you're like, at this point, like, you're fighting a losing battle. And again, we can all relate to this because we've all been there in a relationship.
Oh, absolutely.
We're fighting a losing, sometimes you're just fighting a losing battle. Sometimes there is no,
there's no winning.
No fixing. There's no winning.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, and you're in the battle's lost and our relationship's lost. Mm-hmm. You know, and then again, this is just a different from the rock, the heavy metal music, the pop music, you know, that we listen to. It's a different take on it. And the reason, again, Chris Stapleton just has this way. Again, it's a one man and a guitar. You know, he's a solo artist. He writes these lyrics deeply from the heart. He thinks about it. But they're moving. They're powerful. And I suggest you go out there and listen to it. Try something new. Try something different. Give it a shot.
Absolutely.
Again, this ain't your father's, grandfather's type of country music.
Mm-hmm. What I like about the newer country stuff is that a lot of it sounds like R&B music for the most part. Or like R&B, between R&B and pop.
Yep.
Because there's a lot of artists out there that do have that soul in them.
Yes, for sure. Mm-hmm. For sure. Even, you know, and he has a lot of great hits, not just in this album and other albums. His mm-hmm. big song is from his first album, Tennessee Whiskey. It's a great classic smooth country pop song.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's a nice romance ballad. You know, he has that song with Justin Timberlake, Say Something.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he has another song called Broken Halos from Maroon Valley Run that's really good. I'm going through his discography now. Millionaire from Volume 2 is really good. A Midnight Train to Memphis. You know, these are just heartfelt, powerful songs. You know, when I'm with you, the joy of my life from this album, Starting Over. He's talking about now the upside for a relationship. Mm-hmm. You know, think about it, the joy of my life. Everything you do from, you know, you have that person in the relationship. Hopefully it's a good relationship.
Yeah.
That everything's going great and you can't live without this person. And you wake up thinking about this person. You go to sleep thinking about this person. Hopefully you're with the person. You know, it's the last thing you see when you go to sleep and then the first thing you see when you wake up.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
that's what we all strive for.
That's what we all strive for, and it takes a lot of work to get there.
Mm-hmm.
I'm one of the lucky ones. I've been in a relationship going on 24 years next week. It's crazy, you know. It didn't happen by accident. It didn't happen without a lot of fucking work.
Yeah, with everything they have, your ups and downs.
Yeah.
Your peaks and valleys. We made it work.
You know, we make it work, and and that's just a great love song to dedicate to somebody. You are the joy of my life, you know. Yeah, but I highly recommend listening to this. Let's just give it a try. Don't even think about it as country music. Think about it as soul, because not for nothing, you can feel it. You in his voice and his tone, his inflection. You know, you can feel that deep, gut-wrenching heartache, that pain, and it puts you right there. And goddamn, if you can't relate to this shit, man, something's wrong with you.
Yeah, for real.
Because this is powerful, deep music that you can connect with. You know, so go out there, throw this song on. You don't even have to listen to this. Just start here. Start with this song Cold.
Yep.
Then go on and move to Say Something. And then maybe get into it little by little. Yep. Maybe you realize, holy shit, you know, I'm a Chris Stapleton fan. Holy fuck.
Yeah.
You know, it doesn't another person's
actually very similar. Another dude that's actually kind of similar, even though he isn't necessarily country, but he sounds very similar to Chris Stapleton, is Jelly Roll.
Jelly Roll's good.
He has a very similar style to him because, of course, you know, he has that same soul in him.
Yeah.
Even though it is a different type of genre, people consider it to be rap. Some people consider it to be rock. But it's at a balance. It's riding that thin line.
Yeah, and I got one more from you. And also another artist coming out in Nashville, Teddy Swims.
Yeah, another one, yeah.
There are these soulful songs. Some of it's rap, and it bends genres.
Mm-hmm.
Like Chris Stapleton's like bending country, but not so much country. He's more soul, but he's not soul. He's more pop, you know? Like Teddy Swims and Jelly Roll, they mesh with pop and rock and soul and country, and it's a beautiful thing.
They all ride that line.
And they ride it really lines. Good. All lines.
Yeah.
You know, the two other artists, Teddy Swims a newer artist, Jelly Roll is a newer artist. Check them out.
Mm-hmm. Check them out.
That's the great thing about music. You can relate to it, and you could discover new things and discover new sounds and new tastes that you may have.
Absolutely.
You know, and that's why I kind of wanted to flip the switch. I kind of wanted to throw something different out there.
Oh, for sure.
I've always said I've listened to different things. So check out Chris Stapleton. You won't be disappointed.
Absolutely. And that's what we do here. We always highlight the music that we enjoy. Back on the regular show, we used to have music all over the show, but now we just do it here.
Exactly.
Of course, you know, we can't you know, please everybody, but at least with this, we are actually broadening people's ears sometimes, because of course, you know, people want to know what's going on. Yeah,
for sure.
Hell yeah! Thank you, Charlie. It's a great choice, dude. Welcome, sir. Yeah.
Hi, Troy.
Anything else you want to add to the Chris Stapleton's? Are you good?
I mean, again, 4 albums. Give it a listen. Start with Cold. Jump into the Justin Timberlake. Again, it's on Justin Timberlake's album, last album, Man of the Woods, Man in the Woods, something like that. I forgot what it's called. Yeah, don't quote me on it.
That's it. Yeah, that's Man in the Woods.
And the song is called Say Something.
That's a great fucking song.
Yeah, it's also a great song. Real quick on the video. My wife's ex, Cold teacher, the teacher she used to work with or partner with, her cousin is the director for that video.
Oh, nice.
So that video was shot in the church and only took one take.
Really?
Yep.
That's fucking good. That's awesome.
Yeah.
Hell yeah. So
it's like a little personal weird thing there.
Yeah, no, I got you. I got you. We always have to bring in a little personal here.
Oh, yeah. It's really cool. It's like six degrees of separation. So 6 degrees of Kevin Bacon. That's what I love.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. Yeah, that's fair. That's fair. So yeah, where did you hear about Chris Stapleton before we actually get out of here?
I heard Chris Stapleton, again, discovering a little bit of country. I heard him. I started with the Sac Brown Band because they opened up once for Dave Matthews.
Everything goes back to the MB.
Yeah, really. Don't ask me why. And then I'm listening to some of these songs that they had, and this is from their first album, when I think it was Chicken Fried and Toes. And but then they came out there with a cover of Enter Sandman.
Oh, okay.
And I'm like, holy fuck, you got these country people playing Metallica, but doing it like a hardcore rock version.
Nice. Okay.
And for those of you who don't believe that Zac Brown Band can actually do rock and actually do rock well.
Oh, they do.
Check out the song. There's a song they have with the late Chris Cornell. Oh, Heavy is the Head.
Fantastic. Yep.
Okay.
That's a fantastic song.
Fantastic song. A lot of people are under the impression that Zac Brown himself is singing backup to a lot of this, to a lot of the chorus, to a lot of the verses in the song. He's actually leading.
Yeah.
He's actually the leading voice in the song, and Chris Cornell is backing him up.
Mm-hmm.
And that's how incredible that song is, and that's how great they rock.
Yeah.
Okay. And they even have an EP. Zac Brown Band has an EP called The Grohl Sessions, produced by David Grohl.
Oh, nice.
From the Foo Fighters.
Oh, yeah.
So, again, I started diving in headfirst into Zac Brown Band, and then it was Thomas Redd and Sam Hunt.
Okay,
and then I started hearing the song Tennessee Whiskey, and Tennessee Whiskey this, Tennessee Whiskey that, and I'm like, what is it about this song, Tennessee Whiskey? What is it? I heard it. I was like, oh, okay. And this is country music? That doesn't sound like country music at all.
Right.
And before I knew it, I was a fucking fan. I was a fan.
That's fair. I'll take it.
You know, and then I dove headfirst into Chris Stapleton, the first two volumes of his album, then Traveler, which he was known for. You know, Traveler was when his first solo album. That's when he started getting notoriety with Tennessee Whiskey, but I didn't pick him up until the first Volume 1 and Volume 2.
Okay.
You know, the second and third album.
Nice.
And then I went back and heard all the Traveler. And it's still something I go to on a regular basis. Something just compelled me today to pick a song. I already had a song picked out for today. I'll use it for a different episode.
Okay.
But hearing Cold again. There's something about that song and the way he sings it and the melody and the lyrics. It's just fucking fantastic, dude. It's awesome.
Hell yeah, dude. Yeah, thank you, man. Thank you. This is broadening my horizon just a little bit more. I appreciate it.
There you go. So, listen to Say Something. You'll like it. Trust me.
Oh, yeah. I'm definitely going to. Well, I did like it. I did enjoy it.
Yeah.
It was on a super poppy album.
No, and you heard Tennessee Whiskey before? I'm
sure. Yes, I have heard it. Yeah. Tennessee Whiskey on a bunch of different occasions. I've heard it.
Yeah, there's also a cover that Tommy Vex did as well. In that.
Oh, nice. Okay. Okay. Yeah. Fair enough. Yeah, so make sure you guys go over to InnerCityGeeks.net where we have a whole bunch of systems because we got this show. We also got the main show, which is the Inner City Geeks podcast, where we talk about the geeky shits because that's what we do over there. And we also have Suplex City Geeks, which I messed up on earlier on this show. But we have that one where we talk about wrestlings. Me and Brian talk about wrestlings over there. So check that out. And there's so much other shit over there. So make sure you go check out all the stuff over there on InnerCityGeeks.net. Then you can find the show on SoundCloud, on Stitcher Radio, on Google Podcasts, and on motherfucking Spotify. Which is the same place you can find more more Chris Stapleton over there too on Spotify.
There you go.
And also, you will find a playlist of all the shit that we've been talking about on Turntable. So you can check out that as well. You can find us on the socials, on the Facey Space. So faceyspace.com/InnerCityGeeks on Instagram, InnerCityGeeks on Twitter, InnerCityGeeks, and where can we find you, sir?
You can find me on the Twitterverse, RUPERTO2106.
Yes, and you guys can find me on the Instagram and the Twitters at that's Mr. Jackal, MISTRJACKAL. Wow, I just totally had a brain fart. I was about to repeat the same thing again. Yeah.
Don't worry about it, dude.
Yeah, I know.
And this is not Brian signing off.
I know, right? Yeah. Yeah, so thank you guys for listening. We appreciate you guys. Make sure you let us know what musics you would like us to listen to if you have any choices, any ideas. Because we're always open to the thought of having new musics in our ears. So like I said, thank you guys for listening. We appreciate you. And keep your ears open and enjoy the music.
Definitely, guys. Peace out. My shoes.
Mm-hmm.